Next patient is Kathleen Pridemore. P. P as in Paul. P-R-I-D-E-M-O-R-E. Pridemore. P-R-I-D-E-M-O-R-E. Kathleen. K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N. Kathleen. Date of birth is 1-8-1953. Date of visit is 3-10-22. Please make a copy for Beth Patel. Beth, B-E-T-H. Beth Patel. A-R-N-P. Next paragraph. Dear Beth, B-E-T-H, thank you for sending Kathleen Pridemore for evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is persistent cough and shortness of breath. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 69-year-old female who had an episode of COVID in February 2020, has been experiencing dry cough with shortness of breath, and has some wheezing episodes in the evening. The patient brings up clear mucus and denies aphthousis, denies fever, so chills. And she did have a chest CT done in June of 21, which showed the heart to be mildly enlarged. And there were scattered pulmonary nodules which were stable from a prior CT scan of the chest. There's also some scarring in the upper right upper lobe. Which was unchanged. And there was mucus plugging in the right lower lobe bronchus. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history has included history of tonsillectomy in 1959, varicose vein ligation in 1983, hysterectomy in 01, and cervical spine fusion in 2005. Ulcerative cholecystectomy in 09, diverticulitis with colon dissection done in 2020. And had a thyroidectomy in 2000. She had right knee surgery. And had atrial fibrillation with ablation. Next paragraph. Habits the patient does not smoke. No alcohol use. She has been exposed to some chemicals when she worked at a car parts plant. Next paragraph. paragraph, family history, mother died of lung cancer, father died of leukemia. Next paragraph, allergies to sulfur drugs. Next paragraph, review of systems, patient has fatigue, no weight loss, denies double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleed. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has shortness of breath and coughing spells. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, or diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain, no palpitations, no anxiety or depression. She has some leg swelling and denies joint, she has joint pains and muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next paragraph. Med list. Diltiazem 180 milligrams a day. And and levothyroxine 150 micrograms daily. And albuterol with ipratropium nebs 3 times daily. Ezetimibe 10 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, physical exam, this averagely built elderly white female is alert. No acute distress, mild pallor, no signs of sickness or clubbing, no peripheral edema. Mild peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 150 over 80, pulse is 65, respiration is 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 222, saturation 94. H.E.N.D. norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat was clear. Neck, supple, no bruise, no venous distension, trachea midline. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the vases. And few wheezes scattered throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of irregular asthma and astronomama. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds are active. Extremities, minimal edema with diminished pulses. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor upsets. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph. Impression number one is chronic bronchitis with reactive airways disease. Number two is hypertension. Number three is hypothyroidism. Number four is Number four is degenerative arthritis, and next paragraph. Plan patient has been advised to get a CBC IgE level, complete metabolic profile, and. And a chest x-ray. Pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. And she was advised to use Brio Ellipta 100 by 25 micrograms, one puff daily. An albuterol inhaler, two puffs QIDPRN. Also continue with a nebulizer with albuterol and atropine solution twice a day. I advise to come in for a follow-up in 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Let's talk to Susan. Can you also add in the number, in the final diagnosis, number 7 is stable lung nodules. Please add that in the final diagram. Thank you for this conversation. Let's start this.